Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After two ceasefires were broken by Russia in recent days with bombs hitting the fleeing civilians, another ceasefire has been announced Monday in Ukraine. Previous such measures have fallen apart, and Moscow's armed forces continued to pummel some Ukrainian cities with rockets even after the announcement this morning. The official global death toll from COVID-19 surpassed 6 million people on Monday. The milestone recorded by Johns Hopkins University is the latest tragic reminder of the unrelenting nature of this pandemic. Hundreds of truckers in a giant convoy have spent the past week traversing the country, and they're now heading to D.C. to protest COVID-19 mask and vaccine mandates. Jim, a tractor-trailer driver from Colorado on WUSA 9, says he wants his voice to be heard.
The main thing is, for me, is for them to take off the Emergency Act, because I feel like as long as that's on, they can do just about whatever they want.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from California, in a letter Sunday, said that the House is working on legislation to isolate Russia, including a ban on Russian oil and energy. It should be noted the Biden administration continues to pay Russia for imported oil. Pelosi said their bill would ban the import of Russian oil and energy products into the United States, repeal normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus, and take the first step to deny Russia access to the World Trade Organization. Social media TikTok announced Sunday that users in Russia will not be permitted to post content on the platform in response to Russia's new social media-related policies, a.k.a. Russia's new fake news law. The threat of jail time by President Putin has put freedom of speech on notice. Conventional wisdom would have us believe that the journey to a long, healthy life begins with 10,000 steps every day. The optimal number is probably closer to 6,000 steps per day for those near 60 years of age. The study was done by the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Since MasterCard and Visa stopped doing transactions in Russia over their unprovoked attack on Ukraine, American Express is the latest credit card company to announce it's ending its operations in Russia. On Sunday, the company said in a statement that globally issued American Express cards will no longer work in Russia, and cards issued in Russia won't work outside the country. American Express also said it's ending its business operations in Belarus. History repeats itself under America's leadership. Former ambassador and national security advisor John Bolton on Newsmax says Putin gave little credibility to President Biden's threats of sanctions.
Well, I think part of the reason that Putin gave little credibility to Joe Biden's threats of sanctions if Russian troops invaded was that, for what I said back in 2014, he didn't see any substantial penalties for annexing the Crimea and going into the Donbass, just as he had not seen substantial penalties in 2008 after he invaded Georgia. And I think the icing on the cake here for Joe Biden's lack of credibility was America's catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were arguing before the invasion that Putin needed to feel cost in real time to affect his analysis. That wasn't done. So we've had a huge failure, the failure to create deterrence. And what we're seeing now, sad to say, is what happens when deterrence fails.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Of course not. But thank you for being all in to continue this good fight for freedom, this good fight for faith that is before us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Jeff Ahern is with us. He's the president of Sozo Services. He helps business owners and CEOs partner with God for success. Now, who doesn't want to do that? And if you think that you hear CEO, chief executive, well, I'm not a chief executive. Well, maybe you're not a Fortune 500 chief executive officer, but maybe you're the chief executive officer of your family, right? So this is all going to be very relative to everybody out there in our listening audience. Jeff is also a former naval officer, and so I'm curious to get his read on the current events on it in just a moment, and looking forward definitely to discussing in detail his book, Kingdom Business Success. Okay, how to partner with God for success in your life and business, how to make the paradigm shift necessary to see the abundant life operate in your life and business, how to stop working for the Lord and start working with the Lord. What a novel concept, right? And how to determine your kingdom assignment and kingdom purpose for your business. All about staying in the right lane that God has sanctified you and set you aside for. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on. As a naval officer, if you don't mind, I want to talk about that which is heavy on our audience's hearts as we continue to pray for Ukraine. What is your read on this?
Well, it's obviously a case of bullying, which God hates, you know. But I think what, you know, Jesus said, there'll be wars and there'll be rumors of wars, there'll be earthquakes, there'll be famines, but that's still not the end. So I think, you know, we're not quite at the end times yet, but you know, this is God's in control. He will allow certain things. That man has their own choice, free will. He gave man free will. He never took it back. But at the same time, God is sovereign, and He will right. stop things to the point where He will fit things into His timeline of what's going to happen in terms of the eschatology of the world. So if this is something we have to get around, we have to understand that the world does not have a biblical viewpoint. The world is not seeking truth. The world is seeking the gods of the world. You know, fear. Greed, mammon,
right.
Selfishness. That's my take on it. And so we need to do what we can, but at the same time, you know, we can rest in peace that God is sovereign in the situation.
Right. Exactly. Well, this ties into your book, Jeff, because when you talk specifically in your book about being on assignment, you know, how do you determine your assignment and kingdom purpose? You know, just like every country, there is a rhyme and reason. And it goes back to the book of Genesis, and he said this to the children of Israel. But I would say that he said it subsequently to anybody who is a faith follower, and that is that he will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you, that you might be a blessing to others. So when you are in the right lane and you're doing what you've been assigned to do, you're being blessed by God. And therefore, you're blessing your company and everybody else associated with you, right? Does that make sense?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, right. I love in Luke 19 and Matthew 25 where you know, Jesus says that, you know, do business till I return. He gives them talent. He gives them minus. So we all have a kingdom business assignment. You know, right. your assignment may not be a business per se, but we all have an assignment. We have to, you know, figure out what it is. We have to seek for it like buried treasure and then learn how to do it God's way.
And this is part of the struggle. The reason I bring this up with you, because I, you know, was excited just in terms of your book and your logic behind this. And I saw the spiritual principles that you have laid out, and they're appropriate with us right now. As you said clearly, you know, this war that is happening right now, you see the manifestation of man's ideas. And I keep saying, okay, Lord, where are your ideas? Where is your peace? Where is your sanctification coming out? Now you see this with the Ukrainian people themselves. I mean, fighting for their very lives and withstanding a most powerful military force. And oftentimes, it's interesting, the analogies that, you know, non-religious entities in media will say, well, this is like David and Goliath. And I have to chuckle, you know, because I think, okay, here they are referring to Scripture when they themselves will tell you that they don't believe in it.
Exactly.
You know, but my whole point is that, see, God, when he puts us in an assignment and he blesses us to be the blessing, he does that with countries. You know, America has been blessed. Okay, so what is our assignment? Now, I hear all the time, and I'm sure you did as a naval officer, and maybe after you got out, and I'm not sure what era you served in. I served during, you know, Vietnam. And so the issue is, well, we just can't be, you know, the police of the world. Well, I'm not sure, you know, in that context, that's what God is calling. But we were definitely, I say America was sanctified to bring some peace to the world and to be that agent of leadership and that God-given perspective that is so needed, which seems to be so devoid right now in the international community and what's going on. And I think this is what's causing people. And that's why I also wanted to get your perception based on being a naval officer is the absence of American leadership and the price that the international community and certainly Ukraine is feeling right now, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've heard a lot of people say, well, we're not called to be the police of the world. And I believe to a certain extent that is true. But on the other hand, let's go back to World War II. And look what happened at the end. We beat the Germans. We beat them badly. We made them, you know, submit completely. And the same thing with Japan. Well, pretty much, they're there. But what do? We build them back up. So we see God says in Jeremiah 9:24 that he's the God who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. That's what he wants from us in this time and season. He wants us to exercise kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. And if that means going to war to stop a battle, to protect people whose country is being taken away from, that's what we're going to do. But if we can't just sit back and sit in the sideline, that's not our battle, because in the end, we'll be held accountable for what we did or we didn't do.
Exactly. I appreciate that. Thank you for helping me. It's been a struggle from day one for me personally and for people in my audience who have sent me emails. And I say the same thing because the word is real clear about standing on the sidelines. Proverbs 24:10-12. I sent out a tweet on this. I was in my morning devotion. This was a couple of weeks ago, Jeff, and God hit me between the eyes. Said exactly what you said, or basically what you said, and that is that we cannot sit on the sidelines. Does not God who sees all, does he not see you sitting on the sidelines? Right?
Yes, exactly.
You see, and that same,
level.
Exactly, and that same admonition are for those of us, all of us who have been called to be CEOs, whether it is chief executive officers of our families, our businesses, our sphere of influence, God will watch us, and he does not expect us to sit on the sidelines. He's given us giftings and talents that he's going to say, hey, how did you do with those, Jeff? Did you bury them, or did you multiply the giftings and talents that I gave you, right?
Exactly. And what I've seen in the world is the people that have been most blessed, the people that are most successful, whether it be talking financially or just happiness or just full of life, are the people that have used those talents, that are the people who have said, look, I'm not a one-trick pony. I will do whatever the Lord calls me.
Exactly.
In whatever arena.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Jeff after this. Stay with us.
I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We are blessed to celebrate over 7 decades of global radio outreach, with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcasts in multiple languages. God certainly had a plan for Reverend Byer's vision all those years ago. But there are so many people who still haven't heard the good news, and our Diamond Vision describes our plan to embrace that need. The fourth key facet of this initiative is Verify, which outlines our goal to measure the effectiveness of our outreach activities, to both manage them well and to demonstrate the efficient stewardship of resources. We're honored that Christians choose to share their faith through the Tide Ministry and want to be the best stewards of what the Lord has given us through their support. To learn how the Tide Ministry measures impact and maintains accountability for the resources provided by those who generously help us tell people about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
So you want to walk in greater intimacy with the Lord. You want to hear His voice more clearly to make better decisions personally and in your business. How about, achieve greater financial success. Well, you're back with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Jeff Ahern is with us. He's the president of Sozo Services. Jeff, tell us about Sozo, how it began, and how you found yourself in this lane that God had assigned you to.
Sure. Well, when I left the Navy in 1984, I started on two career paths. I got born again about 1 year after I left the Navy. And so my secular and my spiritual walk happened in parallel, like most people. Mm-hmm. I was in the church doing all the things and all the ministries I did, which is, it's easier to talk about the ones I didn't do than the ones I did do. So I'm growing in my spiritual walk with the Lord, at the same time working my career assignment, which was initially government contracting. I did government contracting about 15 years and then been at the management consulting for another, 20 years or so. And I loved it. I loved business, it's just the whole strategy aspect of it. But I loved the things of the Lord, too. And like a lot of people, I thought I had to be in a fivefold ministry if I was going to do anything for God. But somewhere along the line, the Lord showed me, you can actually merge those two paths together and combine your faith walk with what you're doing in the business marketplace. And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. Maybe that explains why I was failing in business so much, but I never saw the success that I all the scriptures told me I should be getting. I never saw that. And I started seeking the Lord about why, and the Lord showed me, what the path that He wants in order to have people successful. About going all in and about, doing things His way. Mm-hmm. So that was how I started it. And initially, be honest, I didn't even want this business because it sounded like a Christian dry cleaners. Do Christian dry cleaners, clean clothes any differently than a regular, dry cleaners does? I didn't want Christian in name only. But then, right. then the Lord showed me that all the things that I'd been doing on the church now, all the things, the ministries I'd been doing in the church, I was going to be doing those for business owners.
Right.
I was going to teach them how to do business in a kingdom way and not in a secular way. We're going to transform. We're going to get their business born again and start seeing the success that comes from doing it business with God instead of for God.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so as you started moving in that direction, what was the confirmation that you had heard from God clearly and that you were on the right path?
I think the first one I had was I was praying for people. I was in the church, and people would come to me and say, I got this sick here. I got this problem where I have an interview. They asked me to pray for things, and I'd pray for them. Sure, why not?
Right.
And then the next week they'd come back, and they'd say, God answered your prayer. And I started getting these reports about all the prayers, the things I was praying for, that God was actually answering. And I thought to myself, why is that God answers my prayer for other people better than He answers it for myself? And I thought, well, because you're called to do that. But when
right.
God gives you a calling, your talent, a gifting, it's meant to be used on other people, not on yourself.
Exactly.
So we don't give yourself a role.
So God, did you just ask the question that most people ask there, Jeff? That's why I'm laughing. We've all been there, I think. We can sit there and go, oh, good, I'm doing great for everybody else, but what about myself?
Exactly.
That's hysterical.
I learned that along the way. And, of course, the more you do for other people, the more you suddenly realize that it'll do things there. So one of the things I tell people in the book is that if you can figure out, when it comes to success, if you can figure out what God wants to do through you and your business, which will probably be different than you ever imagined, if you can figure it out and get behind it, God will bless your socks off. We're not
yes.
supposed to chase money. Money is supposed to chase us.
Yes.
The fruitfulness is part of the kingdom. When we start doing business with God and figure out, we start doing what He wants to do, when He wants to do it, and do it His way,
mm-hmm.
the fruitfulness of, which the financial increase is part of, that starts coming in abundance.
Exactly. Yeah, for me, as I was sharing with you, I grew up on the West Coast. My latter years after I got out of the Marine Corps in Orange County and Huntington Beach area. And so surfing was right there. And even as a kid, I grew up on the coast. So I got on the board a couple of times, let it beat me up and cut me up in the elbows. But hey, look, it was still fun. But what really grabbed a hold of me, to your point, is that in God's Word, He says that He is so faithful that He will put you where wealth will pursue you, right? And so when I read that, I go, oh, that's like surfing. You know, and I used to train. I used to do training on that, Jeff, in Los Angeles. I mentioned to you I was a sales manager for KRLA in Los Angeles for Salem there for 5 years, and I would share with people as far as when it came to marketing is that when God places you ahead of the wave, that energy from that wave is what carries you along. What's tough in marketing is that if you're not in front and you're alongside, you see it frustratingly, but you're not in front of it, and you just get frustrated because you see everybody else in the wave, and they're being pushed along, and you're there paddling as hard as you can, but you just can't quite get there. And then the other part is if you're, God forbid, you're really behind the wave, and then at that point you're just a total observer, and you're really frustrated because you're seeing everybody else, and you're saying, okay, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing that has me behind the wave and can't put me in a position to be in front of the wave? And the difference all along is, where did God place you? And if God places you, He's placing you to where wealth will pursue you. And I love that picture.
Amen. Yeah, you know, I said in my book, there's three ways I've seen people fail. They're either doing the wrong thing, they're doing the right thing for the wrong reasons, mm-hmm. the wrong motivation, spirits, or they're doing the right thing the wrong way.
Yeah.
And if you can figure out that the answer to all three of those, all of a sudden everything will start clicking together and you'll be riding that wave.
Yeah, and like you say, Jeff, yeah, I think one of the toughest things is when you're doing things and if your motivation is for self, it doesn't work that way. You know, because God honors a humble spirit. A person, as Jesus said, because He's the example, right? He came to serve. He didn't come to be served. And it's those that have a servant's heart. And sometimes, look, I get it. That can be very difficult for you to put yourself in that position, especially, I know for me, it happened quite dramatically when I had a very successful company. Making a very strong income, and I was involved in an industry in our particular company. We got hit with 8 Chapter 11s and 3 7s in 18 months, and we were devastated, especially with the last one, and it really wiped us out. And at that point, I'm going, okay, God, you know what happened here. You know, what is this all about? But that's when you lose it all. I mean, when you go from hero to zero, 2 weeks before Christmas of 1993. And, this is brutal. And, kind of thing. But it's also a time where you can, cozy up to God who's faithful. And you say, God, okay, what do I need to do? And to your point and your advisement, like in your book, it was time for me to listen and to really take an assessment of what I was doing with my business and with others based on God's principles, not on things that I had learned in the business world about how to be successful.
That's right. If there's one takeaway I would say from this, God wants us to be successful. We don't need to beg God. God's begging us to get on board with His program. Do it His way. He's like, the truth. The truth will set you free. When we have a biblical world viewpoint, when we enter into the truth, we do things His way, His motivating, through love and obedience, everything will come together.
Well, your book, Kingdom Business Success, we got about a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize it and tell people where they can go for more information, if you would, Jeff Ahern.
Sure. So you can go for more information. Go to our website, sozoservices.com. And what I love about this book, Kingdom Business Success, this was something God downloaded me over a period of about 5 years because He wants people to start doing business His way. And that's why it's called Kingdom Business. Because most people, they have their secular life and they have their business life and they're just separate. God wants to put them together. Your identity of who you are is a Christ-filled Christian, a Spirit-filled Christian. That you take that. You are the tabernacle of Almighty God. You take it wherever you go, including in the marketplace. And you start learning how to do what He would do, whatever your job is.
Yes.
Digging ditches, whatever. When you start doing it His way, he started doing for the great motivational spirit.
Well, Jeff Ahern, we got to leave it there. Thank you for being with us.
In businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After two ceasefires were broken by Russia in recent days with bombs hitting the fleeing civilians, another ceasefire has been announced Monday in Ukraine. Previous such measures have fallen apart, and Moscow's armed forces continued to pummel some Ukrainian cities with rockets even after the announcement this morning. The official global death toll from COVID-19 surpassed 6 million people on Monday. The milestone recorded by Johns Hopkins University is the latest tragic reminder of the unrelenting nature of this pandemic. Hundreds of truckers in a giant convoy have spent the past week traversing the country, and they're now heading to D.C. to protest COVID-19 mask and vaccine mandates. Jim, a tractor-trailer driver from Colorado on WUSA 9, says he wants his voice to be heard.
The main thing is, for me, is for them to take off the Emergency Act, because I feel like as long as that's on, they can do just about whatever they want.
USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. It is Monday. Boy, I'll tell you, this year, this month, this quarter is like flying by like you can't believe. Meanwhile, here we are, continue with heavy hearts and praying for Ukraine. And, you know, I mentioned last week, you know, I think sometimes people are, you know, kind of casual. And I think this is what's happened to our prayer life in terms of praying. If we're really, you know, really praying and not just saying that to somebody like you would say to a friend, oh, you're not feeling well, I'll pray for you, you know. You kind of throw it out there like tip money in a tip jar, you know. But in this particular case, maybe just some of us are feeling this just much more seriously. And in a heavy manner, because here we are. I mean, we are on the brink of World War III, and we watch every day. And I got to bring Daniel Natale on with us. He's the business ethics teacher and news analyst and commentator for the New American Magazine. Daniel, you know, we see every day what's happening on TV, and now with civilians. I mean, Putin is attacking civilians. I mean, he is bound and determined. This is a man on a plan, right?
Yeah, the problem with it, though, is like with so many of these conflicts is that you're not exactly sure what's going on. I know kind of the big picture, you know, story arc of what's happening, the larger geopolitical kind of aspects of it, the global, you know, kind of financial reset that this is probably all, you know, an instigation toward. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's heartbreaking that ordinary people have to live through kind of, you know, the machinations of larger powers, you know, buying, you know, and they're kind of just caught in the crossfire. I mean, Ukraine has been in this crossfire since, 2004 or 2005, really. Remember back then when they poisoned Yukashenko?
Yes, exactly.
Excuse me, Yukashenko was his name. And then they had the you know, thing since 2014, you know, where a coup took place. And Mr. Biden was part of that. I mean, he was the point man for Ukraine, and he set up the post-coup Ukraine. And that's, you know, Hunter Biden and Burisma and all the, it became like a money laundering center, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, so it's so complicated. There's so many spinning plates there that it's really hard to keep track of.
Well, and you can't blame the people. I mean, for what we've gone through for the last 2.5 years, all these mixed narratives, at a time when we need our institutions to be credible and trustworthy, they're not. And here we are. I mean, even America, its international standings. I mean, Joe Biden can talk about how supposedly he's improved the international standing of America. Barack Obama said the same thing. And they both contributed to an incredible amount of damage when it came to our international security and standing. I mean, you know, you mentioned Burisma, you mentioned Ukraine. You know, ironically, here is Joe Biden threatening to withhold $1 billion of the people's money to help Ukraine, but he didn't like a prosecutor that was looking into his son's business. I mean, and he even says this. We have him dead to rights on tape making this statement. Meanwhile, fast forward several years, Donald Trump is having a telephone conversation with Zelensky on the phone and says, hey, can you check out this deal? I mean, this thing smells funny. What's going on here? Can you let me know? Oh, my goodness. All hell broke loose. And all of a sudden, you know, Donald Trump is being accused of going after his political enemy. And
yeah, exactly.
Here we are.
He's being accused of doing what Biden did.
Exactly. You know, and then you get a Ukrainian who is a military officer who's complaining. I mean, this guy, I couldn't believe it, for a grown adult. He sounded like a sophomore in high school, whining because somebody moved his cheese. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're a lieutenant colonel. You're that far up in the military and you're whining like a teenager about what should have been a human resource issue, not an impeachment issue. And I'm going, this is where our country has lowered itself right now. And because they were clearly after. And then, of course, I don't know if you saw that interview last night with Bill Barr. And was it NBC or CBS that did the interview? Lester Holt. It was absurd, you know. And of course, the left is loving it because here is an insider, is an attorney general. People respected him. He's been the attorney general for a couple of presidents, two presidents, and here he's laying out his story. I don't think to the level that Lester Holt and others would want him to hold to, because, I can sense and understand why Bill Barr could be conflicted because of the rule of law. That's his North Star, is the rule of law. And when Lester Holt tried to get him to, you know, go into, get outside of that lane and be more accusatory and matter of fact, that, you know, that he wanted, he would have loved it. And the left would have loved it if Bill Barr would have said, yes, I think that he should be held up for treason and should be and should die at the stake. You know, they don't love that. Right.
Well, they're used to that, you know, from, you know, certain sections, certain subsets of the Republican Party, where they can always invite people on that they know will attack their own party. Unfortunately, you know, for all the other, you know, meritorious things that he did, John McCain was one of those. Lindsey Graham, where they can reliably get them to, like, you know, kind of, you know, attack with their own party. So.
Yeah, and especially right now, going into the midterms, when the Democrats have got to find something. I mean, because they have done everything to shoot themselves in the foot. And normally going into midterms, as you say, tradition has it that, you know, the resident party will lose members in Congress en masse. Well, you're going to have that further exacerbated based on poor policies. And now what do you got? 31 Democrat House members are saying we ain't coming back. You know, they're going out there finding another job. They're applying for greeters greeting jobs at Walmart right now. You know,
yeah, exactly. I mean, like, because we're at a it would appear, you know, I don't want to get too swept up and kind of, you know, manipulated by media cycles and stuff.
Right.
But there is a suggestion that we may be at a very, very dangerous historical pivotal point, you know, and Ukraine may be a flashpoint, like, you know, Sarajevo was.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Lord have mercy.
And so, yeah, so all these people are just, you know, they're terrified at what they see around that corner because their party essentially was the one that kind of, you know, botched things to a ridiculous extent. And that's one of the things that worries me is when I look at the situation as it's emerging. On the one hand, you had, you know, the energy sector, and they wanted the Gazprom, you know, pipeline cut off from Russia into Germany. Mm-hmm. And, because they wanted to get this contract. And so that pipeline goes to Ukraine and they wanted, you know, that pipeline shut down. And Germany said, you know, we're not going to, you know, shut that down. And the only, you know, far-fetched way that we would ever shut it down is if Russia invaded. And then right after that, you start seeing a bunch of saber rattling to try to get Putin to you know, react, which is, you know, which obviously isn't hard to do. So that's on the one hand, you know, on the one side. And you see the political left kind of spinning it like in that direction. But on the political right, you see the possibility that there are people trying to undermine the U.S. dollar. And you see China and Russia. And there was a very fascinating interview by, what was her name? Danielle DiMartino Boots. She used to be the Federal Reserve.
Right.
Of
exactly. Yeah.
And she said 2 years ago, she said, like, people were asking her, oh, is the dollar, you know, going to lose its world reserve currency status? And she was like trying to allay those fears. And she was like, no, that's ridiculous. She was like, the only time that ever happens historically is if there's a hot war. And so, you know, so it looks like somebody is trying to steer us into a hot war. And I'm not so sure that what's on the other side of that hot war is going to be a good thing. And I think Biden knows it. NATO knows it. Like, everybody's trying not to, you know, and it's just really a delicate situation right now.
Well, it is ironic, Daniel. You think about it. You think about the enemy forces that surrounded the 2020 elections and Donald Trump. And now you got Biden. He is surrounded by these antithetical forces, whether it's China, corporate America, the media oligarchs, all this pressure, and even the enemies within, as you mentioned, these neocons that have a different agenda, and it's all these individual interests that are countervailing what should be one true agenda. We got more from Daniel after
okay,
this.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed and 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law, number 603D787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, I was mentioning about praying for Ukraine and the way our hearts are engaged here. And people of faith have really responded to this tweet that I sent out. Even people not of faith, I think, you know, we had some interesting comments about these verses in Proverbs 24, 10 through 13. It says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, behold, we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work? Daniel Natal is with us. Daniel, that hits me to my very core. And, you know, when we are sitting here debating whether or not we should give cover and protect Ukraine, again, I believe that God has ordained and sanctified America for a specific purpose. And if we check out, I mean, we already checked out in Afghanistan, and I'm concerned that if we continue this pattern of checking out, we're rendered useless. I mean, we're totally inert, and inert worse than anything else, inert when it comes to godly principles and godly purposes. So then why should America even be around? Why should we exist?
Yeah, exactly. Kennedy made that point. He said, what good is it if America survives if it doesn't have its values? You know, so like, you know, just an empty husk, you know,
yes,
with different things. And we were talking about during the break.
Yes.
Please
expand on that because that was important. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, we were talking about like how America used to have all the soft power because people respected us and they saw us as a moral like force in the world, which lasted extremely recently. You know, I mean, even to the point of like the time period of Reagan and stuff, people looked to the United States. People, Gandhi, when Gandhi did his moral revolution against the British Empire in India, They said, oh, where did you get these ideas? And he said, Henry David Thoreau, the American.
Right.
These ideas, these moral, ethical, you can win a war through ethics rather than, you know, through guns or bullets. And that was a revolutionary idea, and it was an American idea. The people all around the world wanted to dress like us, wanted to look like us, wanted to emulate us, our political systems. And now, you know, we seem to have, you know, turned this corner where we're not promoting our traditional values. And we're now, you know, as I said in the break, we're trying to force people to have rainbow flags and force them to do things that are very historically un-American and are out of alignment with these other people's cultures. And that's really, like, damaging, like, our soft power around the world. And it's
exactly
right. I mean, America's withdrawn on so many levels, you know, but ethically, morally, you know, like Afghanistan, he said. I mean, that's a clear example, and it's, you know, it's a pity.
Well, another person that should be included in those names is Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, look what he did. I mean, the same thing. Standing for ethics and principle, didn't look to blow things up, but, you know, some people, I mean, this is why Black Lives Matter, whenever you bring up Martin Luther King Jr., they just kind of shudder, because they're so antithetical to that, as you say. You know, if the country abandons its moral standing, and we have become a post-Christian society here, where we basically have told God, Daniel, you know, we'll take it from here.
Exactly.
It's hysterical.
And you don't want it to be a situation in which God withdraws his blessing because you've, you know, surrendered to iniquity. You've surrendered to, you know, kind of the golden calf. Mm-hmm. You know, and everybody thinking about economic prosperity. And that's one of the weaknesses. I as a conservative, I do not like seeing the GOP be more about GDP.
Yes.
You know, than caring about their country, and everything is GDP, 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 money, money, money. And it's like, wait, there's something more important than money. You know, you have to take moral stands. You have to be a statesman sometimes and not a politician.
Exactly.
You have to you know, stand on you know, some sort of ethical foundation. And right now it's become the fad to kind of roll your eyes and, you know, adopt this Machiavellian thing. But when we do that, the rest of the world, you know, kind of shies away from it. You know, nobody likes that. And I wish that Trump was a breath of fresh air in so many ways, unfortunately. People, you know, he's a divisive figure, the media, you know, attacks him and stuff. But really, I mean, when you listen to his speeches, he was trying to channel Reagan. He was trying to, you know, be a unifier.
Right.
But, you know, he didn't have a media that was going along with him, you know?
Well, you know, everything that they wanted to perceive, I mean, they were so ideologically fixed that they couldn't hear the compassion of Donald Trump. All they heard was that he was not, you know, in their eyes, their rightful president. And here it is. It's kind of like we're in the same situation, you know, with Joe Biden. You know, you've got a large number of people that do not believe that Joe Biden was elected fairly. And it's amazing to me, Daniel, and even in this interview last night with Lester Holt and with Bill Barr, you know, here he is. He's the attorney general, head of the Justice Department. And he said, he tells the president, look, this is all a bunch of BS, you know, that, you know, you lost and he won. But he wasn't even, he didn't even want to do a look-see, a real investigation, you know, for the sake of the people. Forget about Donald Trump. I mean, people keep focusing on Donald Trump. We've got, and to your earlier point, is the damage that has been done to the unity of the American people has been immense. And they want to continue just to say, hey, this is the way it was. Suck it up, buttercup. You know, Joe Biden's the president. Well, wait a minute. You know, you still haven't answered over 1,000 sworn affidavits of people saying, hey, this thing was fishy. You haven't done a full analysis. You spent over $70 million to pursue an impeachment case against Donald Trump, which you knew going into it was bogus. It didn't even have a small percentage of the kind of evidence that's still out there regarding the 2020 election. But no, we don't want to talk about it. It's a fait accompli. And we're just going to go ahead and have this, this faux committee hearing about January 6th and say anybody that sided with Trump, anybody that came into the Capitol building, they're not worthy of being an American citizen. And if they're in solitary confinement and if they get years in jail, so what? And this sends the message to everybody else that there's a new sheriff in town and you better follow this sheriff's rules. If you don't, the same thing will happen to you and you can just say goodbye to your businesses, your family, and any assets you have.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, it's funny how it was patriotic to question Trump's legitimacy and to question whether the Russians helped Trump get into office. That was patriotic.
Right.
If you question Biden, suddenly, yeah, you're thrown into a gulag. Your businesses are shut down. Like, you know, silence. Your bank account is canceled. You know, you're shunted off of YouTube or Google or any platform. You know, so it is funny, like the differences. You know, same thing. You know, rioting is patriotic when the left does it. You know.
Yeah, and they're burning buildings down, and they're mostly peaceful, and doing only about $4 billion worth of damage. But yet, you know, a minor amount of damage. I mean, like less than 1% of the damage supposedly that was done on the Capitol on January 6th is the worst thing that ever happened. Oh my God! You know, please give me a break.
A public building in daytime where the police are on camera letting the people in.
Yeah, I'm talking to a friend of mine, a former law enforcement officer. He goes, Bill, you know this was wrong. This was an insurrection. I said, please, come on. How many guns did they find on these people? How many guns? I mean, what an insurrection, you know? Come on, give me a break. And he just got quiet. You know, so we're getting worked, and that's the problem. See, we're getting worked on all this stuff. We're getting worked on Ukraine, this whole situation. And we don't know who to trust after COVID and all the many, many lies. And, Daniel, I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, because even like you were saying earlier about Putin and Russia, and you just even talked about, you know, this most modern era of Russia. When you go back, I mean, we talked with Dr. Anna Borshiskaya, who was born in Russia. And she's a senior fellow at the Washington Institute. She focuses on Russian policy toward the Middle East. And her book on the war in Syria and Russian foreign policy and the price of America's absence is brilliant. I mean, it goes back to the DNA of Russia, how they came about. And, you know, it goes to that deal. You know, Joe Biden said something, and I don't even know if he realized how brilliant it was that he said, because sometimes he says things that can be brilliant by accident, maybe not intentional. But I'll give him credit for this, okay? In all sincerity, he says, because they asked, will Putin do this? He says, I don't know if he will, but I know what he's done. Well, hello. To your what you said, basically, is that you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. There is a consistent pattern of Putin, and what Dr. Anna Borshiskaya pointed out is that this pattern is in the DNA of the Russian people going back to Catherine the Great. I mean, it's, you know, and Peter and all their czars and rulers and everything, it's just, you know, the same thing that they're looking, you know, they may laugh, and I think it's dangerous and it's short-sighted to always, you know, relate to Russia as a gas station. That may be all you see, but, and they may understand that, yes, that oil is a big thing for them, which is so idiotic that here we are in this war with Russia and we still continue to buy their oil. This is absurd, but that's a whole nother show. But regardless, it's like, look at, you know, this is what he does. As I said, when we first started talking, this is a man with a plan. And it's out there to get control of the oceans, to get control of commerce. And if he's able to control Ukraine and he's got the breadbasket of Europe right there, whew, he's more than a gas station, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And he's a threat to dollar world dominance, which would absolutely devastate every American if we lost that world reserves biggest currency status. I mean, we would be poor overnight. So, you know, what's happening right now, what's unfolding is of the utmost importance, and it goes beyond Ukraine, unfortunately.
Well, this is why, Daniel Natale, elections matter, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And I just wish that that our messaging was consistent.
Exactly. Got to leave it there. Daniel Natale, thank you.
Most Americans,
thank you, man.
Bye. Pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.